Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a story about this one fellow,
the greatest MC,
MC Othello.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Hold on just a minute, that's a tragedy.
Yep, but there's comedy in it.
We four fellas,
humble storytellers.
Well, we
the tale
of a man
who gets jealous.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and like the man just said, Othello is a tragedy, a tale of jealousy, deception, and death. But there is apparently comedy to be mined from it. And that's where the Q Brothers come in. For almost 20 years, they've been using the rhythms and rhymes of hip-hop to recast some favorite old stories. Shakespeare has been their favorite collaborator, both because his stories are truly timeless and because he's in no position to argue, being, you know, dead and all. The Q Brothers' current project is Othello the Remix, with a cast of four playing all of the roles, and three of the four are with us today. GQ, one of the Q Brothers, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. Good
you are here. Iago.
I do play Iago in the piece, yeah.
And Brabantio as well.
Yeah, for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Pastel Pringle
yes,
is
sir.
Othello.
Yes, sir.
MC Othello.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cast him not as a general, but as a kind of a Jay-Z sort of hip-hop
yeah,
mogul.
A general of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
General
right.
of the streets.
A different kind yeah, of general. Yeah. And Jackson Duran, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You play Cassio.
And Amelia, yes.
And Amelia.
Yeah, so.
Memorably. Quite memorably, I have to say.
Thank you.
Now, JQ, not here with us.
What up, Jay?
Plays Rodrigo and various other people. And I can't help noticing, G, that you're all dudes.
Jackson, you're a dude?
Yes.
So, you know, there is no Desdemona in your Othello remix.
Thanks for giving it away. You know, our whole dogma is about minimalist production. And we found that over trying it out, especially after the first reading where we did cast a Desdemona, she didn't really fit alongside us playing the comedic female characters.
Mm-hmm.
There was just something disjointed, something out of whack there.
Yeah, woman next to women in drag didn't quite, the comedy didn't quite
yeah,
land.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Well, yeah. Also, in Shakespeare, I mean, Desdemona doesn't have a lot of agency.
No.
Exactly.
Know, yeah.
Stuff happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
True. We feel that she's a more active character in our version than in the original because the audience's imagination is greater than anything we could portray on stage.
We're talking about Othello the Remix from the Q Brothers, which is running at the West Side Theater through January 15th. And so you want to give us a little taste of what people can expect at Othello the Remix?
Yeah, sure. We'll do one of the pieces near the beginning called Why I Hate the Moor. Because in our version, Othello is an MC who made it from the streets to the top of the rap game. Desdemona is a singer that pop singer who sings hooks for him.
Right, she's the Rihanna to his Eminem.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then...
Really? Would you say Eminem or would you say Drake? I would say Rihanna to Drake.
Well, and the reason we would say that is because in our version, if there is an Eminem, it would be the Iago character who's a hip-hop purist, and he's like, why is Othello going pop? And why is he dropping Cassio's record next just because he wants a commercial hit and because Cassio's more poppy and dancey and gets like the teenage girls' parents to buy the albums. And Iago in our version is really pissed about that because he wants to get on next and has been with Othello from day one and keeps it real. You know what
right,
I mean? So
right.
So that's all I need to tell you leading into this piece. Jackson will play Amelia and he'll also play JQ's Rodrigo. Rodrigo in our version is the techie who tours with them. I'll be Iago and Paz will be Othello.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's from Othello, the remix, but this is live on Soundcheck.
You wanna know why I'm mad? You wanna know why I'm mad? No, I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. Check it. Three of the hottest hip-hop producers in town told them my album should drop next and that I should throw down. Now, I know what I should be. I know what I'm worth, but Othello just ignores me and says,
Cassio's first.
Yo, battle after battle after battle with this crew. I murdered mad MCs, but what's Othello do? He deals the freshman a fresh hand, and he makes him his best man and lessens my chances by making me yes, man. Oh, Cassio's this.
What?
And Cassio's that.
What?
But he don't know Jack, because Cassio can't rap. He's a poster child pinup boy in a land of pop. I'm half man, half beastie boy when I
drop.
My shit is John Blaze. This kid is just an actor. I live what I say. He's just a candy rapper. He's anything but hot. And I get the cold shoulder. His EP needs an MD to cross over. Every time he make noise, I get annoyed, man. I heard his latest song and he belong in a boy band. He make music for little teenage white chicks. Dance around smiling while
we make hype shit. Why?
My fellow's rich, but he keeps me poor.
Ah.
Well, now it's time to settle the score.
Hey.
He never lets me get my foot in the door. And
this is why I hate the more.
Look, Amelia, this is not what I need.
Well, I'm your wife. I just want you to succeed. You know, Iago, a lot of people find that they just need a release to get some peace of mind.
Have you heard the new... Have you heard the new record? What is this? Damn. A rapper should be a rapper, not a businessman.
Chill, baby. You're totally obsessed. There's plenty of creative ways to de-stress, like a naked game of Twister or anything athletic.
I'm opening for the opener. This is just pathetic.
Look, baby, I'm popping the pill. There's a concert in my dress. You're at the top of the bill.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
We could watch a dirty movie.
Seriously, what am I gonna do?
Let's see, you could do me.
What?
Well, what if I let you get to third base?
Ew, not even if you waxed your face.
Why?
Wow. Othello's rich, but he keeps me poor.
Ah.
Well, now it's time to settle the score.
Hey.
He never lets me get my foot in the door.
And this is why I hate the more.
Here comes Rodrigo, there's no lamer Herb. I mean, picture me hanging with some gamer nerd. I'll let him be my techie and say some words, cause the kid is holding paper like it's made to burn. Yo, what's up, Rodrigo? You played D&D last night?
D&D, yeah, that was like 20 years ago, right? It was World of Warcraft, and yes, I won. And yes, I killed a dwarf, and yes, it was fun.
But it was so fun. Why do you sound so depressed?
Cause I was thinking, I don't think I'll ever have sex.
You could pay for it. You know where that dirty pub is.
Not like that. I mean, with someone I'm in love with.
Then find what you want, pursue or endure.
There's only one woman for me, and I can't talk to her. Desdemona.
With that, I can assist. Even though she and Othello are in the midst of a tryst.
What? Oh, frack. My life is through, dude.
Calm down, Rodrigo. I'ma tell you what to do. You really do love her?
With all my heart.
Then stick with me and we can tear these lovebirds apart.
Oh, yeah. Like I'll ever end up with that girl. Let's see. Me or the greatest rapper in the world.
What did you call him?
Whatever. I'm just saying. He's awesome.
Doesn't mean nobody can play him. Every man has a fault. His Achilles heel, when I find his, shit's gonna get really real.
But you're his boy, so what's with the treason?
Trust me, Rodrigo, I got my own reasons.
Why?
Othello's rich, but he keeps me poor.
Ah!
Well, now it's time to settle the score.
Hey!
He never lets me get my foot in the door.
And this is why I hate the more.
All right. Technical hiccups in that one.
I know, it was good. You didn't say that.
You know, I mean, that really just, I mean, if you didn't know the story of Othello, you know, that pretty much encapsulates the whole thing right in that one song.
Yeah.
You know, you're setting up the whole long con that Iago is playing over the course of the play.
Yeah,
true.
You know, it is the true story of Othello. Othello will eventually kill Desdemona. I mean, it has to. You're not remixing that.
No, no.
So how did you? You have to walk a fine line between this big climactic tragic moment that everybody knows you're building to,
mm-hmm.
and all of the comedy along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the first draft, the first translation is a line by line translation. You can go through Shakespeare's original and our original draft, and you will see every single line accounted for, every character, every stanza. That's a super long version. That's 140 pages or something like that. And when we read through it, we all almost either fell asleep or killed ourselves halfway through reading it.
yep.
And it read like melodrama. This is the first tragedy that we've tackled as mm-hmm. Q Brothers. We've always done comedies like Bomedy of Errors or Funk
right.
It Up About Nothing. So when we had this opportunity, we were like, okay, yeah, we've always wanted to make a tragedy. Oh, hip-hop, it's so dark. It's going to like lend itself so great musically. And then writing-wise, it was like, oh, man, this feels like soap opera meets After School Special meets like bad horror or something
yeah.
like that. And
I was going to say, just to piggyback on that, I think also something about hip hop is like, or at least especially the hip hop that we love in the 90s, is when like people got really good at punchlines.
Mm.
And I mean, it's just the setup and the knockdown. I mean, that's what couplets do that like better than any other poetic device. And because we are using these couplets in that way, like the jokes just, they come so easily, and the audience reacts to those jokes. They Yeah,
that's what they come to see us for.
They absorb the jokes. Yeah, they absorb the jokes so well.
And that's what we found we had to do.
So we couldn't abandon that. We couldn't abandon that.
And that's our style. We're clowns. Like, we love being funny. Like, we make each other laugh for a living. Like, that's what we chose to do. So when we went to a tragedy, our first take, we were like, wait, what's wrong with this? And our developer at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, as we were developing this to present at the Globe Theater in London, was like, nothing in it is really funny. And we were like, oh, yeah, we forgot about our sense of humor. So then we went back and we started making fun of everything that we thought was a problem with the play.
And then the reason why I think the tragedy ends up landing is because as long as we can keep in that level of paranoia throughout the entire show, then when you have to stop the jokes and get to the point of the actual like death and everything like that, it actually the tragedy actually ends up working better because of all the fun.
Yeah, it actually is kind of a very poignant and in the very abstract way that it's handled in the course of the show. And again, the show is Othello the Remix at the West Side Theater, the Q Brothers. The West Side Theater on West 43rd Street. Shows running through January 15th, and most of the cast here with us in the Soundcheck studio. The thing about hip-hop and comedy is you hear it coming. You know, Posse, you're talking about the punchlines, the setup and the punchline. When it's rhyming couplets, we're getting the jokes because we're hearing, we're feeling the rhythm building up to that kind of pop moment where
there's an anticipatory build that happens, especially as you keep doing it for 80 minutes.
Right. But there's also an over the top quality to a lot of both, you know, serious tragedy and to a lot of certainly contemporary hip hop. You know, and you guys are so when something's over the top like that, it's easy to send it up. It seems to me.
It is. And rhyming, I mean, there are times where we're like, why did people laugh at that? That wasn't even an intended joke. And then we realized, oh, because it rhymes and it was a good rhyme. It like evoked something out. Like, you know, I'll go to Cassio's bed and plant bobby pins and stuff. And then he's like,
it looks expensive.
No, that's not obvious enough. And it's like, some people will be like, I'm like, well, that's so dumb. Like,
but Bobby, it's a good rhyme.
Bobby pins and stuff and obvious enough is like, oh, wow, that's cool. You know, somehow.
There's also an earnestness in modern contemporary hip hop theater, I would argue, in certain adaptations probably many people have heard of, that there's a little bit of a lack of irony or a little bit of a sense of, I mean, I think some of it's really brilliant, but a sense of just taking itself so seriously that it forgets to take a second, look back and reflect at itself and realize that we...
And just remember that you're making stupid rhymes.
So, Jackson, really what are you referring to when you say hip-hop theater? I mean...
Well,
parlay, baby.
Billion-dollar industry on Broadway now, but yeah. I mean, I think it's... Like I said, I think that guy's a genius, but I think that... You know,
that guy being Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, absolutely. Miranda,
you're allowed to say his name.
I know.
Like Macbeth in the theater.
He has a little show on Broadway called Hamilton. I did want to ask you guys what you think about that, but then you posted something on YouTube that kind of tells us what you think about that.
Hamilton.
What?
Hamilton.
Who?
Hamilton.
Why?
Hamilton.
Did you hear about the
Hamilton?
Cubs won the World.
Hamilton.
Trump is the
Hamilton.
Whatever.
Hamilton.
Nobody does theater because they trying to get paid. We've been rapping Shakespeare for almost 2 decades, handing out postcards, trying to get some traction. But now hip hop's on Broadway and everybody's asking, have you seen
Hamilton?
What'd you think of
Hamilton?
Don't you love
Hamilton?
Did you hear the soundtrack?
Hamilton.
What about
Hamilton?
Oh, I love
Hamilton.
You must hate
Hamilton.
Didn't you come before
Hamilton?
Now I'ma set it straight. Lin is not no thief, and the Q Brothers ain't got no beef. We love seeing hip-hop doing big things. Ain't got no big names, ain't out for big fame. Othello the Remix, we just trying to keep the lights on. Like a rapping Blue Man Group meets Monty Python. It's short, it's fun, and it's fly. And if you buy a ticket to our show, I can save up for the cash to buy a ticket to
Hamilton.
So I can see
Hamilton.
And when everybody talks about
Hamilton,
I can talk about
Hamilton.
Othello the Remix is cheaper than
Hamilton.
Funnier than
Hamilton.
Shorter than
Hamilton.
Enough about
Hamilton.
And you can get into it.
That's sure what we can say.
Might
that.
Be the biggest difference. Ah, the guys from Othello, the remix. GQ, Pastel Pringle, Jackson Duran here with me in the Soundcheck studio. JQ not here with us. I should mention DJ Supernova.
Yes.
Who is like the kind of fifth Beatle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is. He's South Africa famous, by the way.
South Africa famous and from the Bronx. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
He spends 30 minutes of his own set, a unique set every night to get the crowd pumped up, which makes it a different theatrical experience than when you go sit in a theater for 30 minutes with all the curtain down.
I want to follow up on that in a minute, because that was one of the things that struck me when I saw the show, was just how different it was from the typical Broadway experience. But let's hear another excerpt from Othello, the remix.
Cool.
And Pastel, as Othello,
you know
we're following kind of your falling in love with Desdemona, who is your kind of chorus singer.
Yeah, she becomes his muse in a way as well.
Right. And this song is part of that kind of storyline, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This song in particular is, to add a little bit more backstory, so since Othello and Desdemona met and they started making music together, that's a huge crux of why their love works. The love works because their musical voices combine. She lives his story out of the gutter, out of the streets, mm-hmm. and helps it translate to the rest of the world. And he loves her because her voice does that for him.
Yeah.
And this particular point of the story is after they have been touring and they've been blowing up and they've been having a great time. And then, like, sometimes their love is so great that they don't even care about these great parties and stuff that are going on. They just want to go and make music together. And Othello has a great idea for a song, and he's like, baby, let's bounce. I got an idea. Let's record it.
All right. This is from Othello, the remix, live on Soundcheck.
Yeah, that's good. Start with the keys right there. And baby, you drop something like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And just a little bit more humming. Mm-hmm. And after four bars, we'll bring in that Dilla drumming. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little taste. Yo, when I start rhyming, yo, that's when we drop the bass, How that old cliche go? Once upon a time, I was only concerned with bourbon, blunts, and all the rhymes. Getting funds, but all the dimes, just a side note. The scenery and videos for the songs that I wrote, I got used to that. I was getting relaxed, till someone came along, stopped me dead in my tracks. Before that, I was so self-involved. I put up lots of walls between myself and love. She made it 89 in Berlin. The wall falls, a whirlwind of magic like Merlin. And all y'all know how the story go by the end of the book. The boy ends up with that girl and he'll sing the hook. Yeah, that's nice. Yo, bring in that guitar. Let's do that whole thing twice. See, now that's starting to pop. Baby, do that one more time. I'm gonna drop something right on top. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like. Now that I'm in it, she got me spinning every minute. And I ain't even thinking about swimming in other women. And no, I'm grinning when I used to be grimacing. When she's singing, I'm picturing offspring with skin of cinnamon. I need that Ritalin, she give me ADD. And she got a nice set of wheels like an ATV. Protecting our love like I'm ADT. Plus we make it look easy like ABC. It's beautiful like a wall of art. We got roots in a world where things fall apart. We keep it conflict free like a diamond. Cause this is anything but common. Love, love, I love. Everybody gon' bump it. Love, love, I love. Yo, she took a chance with this rapper. Now Johnny, play that trumpet. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like this. Love, love, I love like. Sing it, girl. That was the fabulous Tiffany Monique from Chicago, by the way, on the vocals.
I was going to ask who your Desdemona was. She has a great voice.
Yes.
And that's a really nice moment in the show, because like any good comedy, you have to be telling the story. And, you know, this is like a moment that really kind of advances the relationship between the two characters that Iago is about to sort of get in there and work at unraveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the shout out to Dilla. Where did the
We had to do that.
Yeah. Where do the songs come from? I mean, is that a collaborative process or?
Sometimes it is, but for this show and for our musical director is JQ.
Okay.
And he is also our chief producer, and he produced all the songs for this musical.
Right.
Yeah.
And GQ, mm-hmm. you and JQ, you're really brothers, right?
Yes, we are. I remember the day he came home. I was 3.5 years old.
How really? Did you feel about it?
I was psyched. I took the opposite road that my older brother took when I came home.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say, how did Jay feel about it?
So I want to come back, Jackson, to what you were saying before about, you know, it's a different kind of experience. The thing that struck me just walking into the West Side Theater was very different looking crowd from anything I'd ever seen on Broadway, you know, younger, diverse. You've got DJ Supernova. He's, you know, he at that night, he played the Black Beatles, you know, he was spinning Black Beatles by Sray Remmard. And like half the people in the audience were like singing along. Yeah, and, you know, it was like a really, really nice moment.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we wanted Nova involved is that he knows how to read a crowd, and asking a DJ who usually does clubs or big live events to come in and start to try to understand a theater audience is obviously going to be a challenge for everyone or anyone. And he's really risen to the challenge. And I think the sort of byproduct of what we do, whether it was our intention or not, because it wasn't really our mission statement to bring diverse people into the theater, has sort of happened over time. With our residencies at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, we've had the most diverse audiences they've had come through the doors, and they've tracked this as far as age goes, as far as race and ethnicity goes.
As far as first-time theater goers, in our 7 or 8 years at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, which has been around for 30 years, in our 8 years of performing there, We've broken every record of their previous years combined in terms of age under age 35, not white, and first time theater goers. So this is huge, something we're so proud of, and it happened in New York too.
Right.
And you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it also is a testament to why we are not sold out every night, because the theater is not set up. There's no model for what we do.
So you're not just remixing Othello. You're kind of remixing the theater.
The form.
Experience.
Yeah. I mean, we're bringing, we're pioneering a new form of theater. And we hope to, it's our goal to actually push the boundaries further with every show that we do. And so far we've done that, and we're going to continue to do it.
Right. Parse for me the distinction between the Q Brothers on the one hand and the Retar crew, which seems to be the same group of guys on the other.
Yeah, it is the exact same group of guys. And
we were out of work for a couple of years.
They are kind of alter egos, I guess. Yeah.
The Retar crew formed when we were in Edinburgh, Scotland, 8 years ago, running Funk It Up About Nothing. And we were...
Which is your remix of...
Much Ado About Nothing.
Right, which we toured... through Australia for 6 weeks. We did a run in London for 5 weeks, and we went to Edinburgh, Scotland, to the Fringe Festival for 4 weeks. And when the four of us were there performing 28 out of 29 days straight and partying through this festival, we found ourselves coming up with really stupid, self-deprecating, drunken, debaucherous raps, and we're like, "Wait, this group is fun. Let's record some of this." But we can't do it as Q Brothers because we want to reach families and theaters everything through that. So the Retar Crew is our YouTube version of this group, our alter egos. It's RETAR Crew. There's no D,
right? Right.
Minus the D, because that's what we
ooh, and we. And we like to take you know, language and flip it. So it's like, I'm sure you could think of a couple other words where people took a word that had a connotation and took a letter off or did something to make it say to embrace it and say, guess what, we are this and we're bringing it to you. So we're Retars.
It's a very hot hip hop thing to do.
And a Retar Crew show is like a real event. We actually borrow from, I guess, all the theatricality that we've learned from doing Q Brothers and other things. And we're almost like a. We like to call ourselves like a rapping, disgusting boy band version of the Temptations, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do Demptation style dance moves. And
yeah, yeah, it's a real event. It's a concert. Yeah.
What are you going to do now as the retard crew?
And actually, now that we've built all that up, we chose one of the tamer retard songs.
Yeah. That's all right.
It's all right. It's still a good one.
Go ahead.
It's called Manfred von Richthofen.
All right. It's the retard crew live on Soundcheck.
Yo, this is the retard crew.
With the Q brothers.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yo, I started out about 15, smoking swag without no screen. Still playing sports all about my dreams. But then I got cut from the b-ball team because I didn't have the hype, but I played the best D. So instead, I was captain at lacrosse. That hurt too much, so I said, fuck off. Tried out for a play so I could meet hoes. Won a plastic trophy for the best in show. Off to college for Spanish and anthropology. Couldn't keep up with that shit. My apologies. Dove into acting, head first and rapping. Trying to make a living, making people slap happy, but they laughing at me. Look what I do. I'm 40 years old and in the retard crew. What the fuck?
If only the good die young, that means I'm not very good. 'Cause I've been messing myself up for so long, and now I'm too old to die young.
My mama always told me that my name would be in bright lights, shouting loud to a crowd of 10,000, I was psyched, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, way to the garden.
Are at the peak of his stardom.
That's right, Tarantino is my source. Live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse. Thinking future shit, but not living in the present. If I stayed in today, shit wouldn't be pleasant. Too late, the future is now, and now I'm fucked. I'm not famous, but party like I am, and I suck at life. Explains why I'm not dead, I guess. Still treading while I self-med till my head is messed. The last of these guys to leave is 20s, and probably the only reason that this group will make money. What? So when this ball of flames goes off and expires, my boys can grow older, get fat, and retire.
If only the good die young, that means I'm not very good. 'Cause I've been messing myself up for so long, and now I'm too old to die young.
Years ago, me and my homie Jay made a wager about who was gonna die first, who was gonna wear the black tie suit and a silk tie noose and a box and a tricked out Cadillac hearse. He said it'd be him, I said it'd be me. Then proceeded to go on and obliterate my liver spree. Many 8 balls of coke and heroin highs later. We both still alive, it's proof that we ain't made a dime or a dent in the culture. Like Toss and Marley, guess I don't know the pulse of the youth. Thought I'd be rap's vital sign. The day that the music died will be when I flatline. Now all this damn time amounts to nothing. Should be dead with a corpse as fine as David Ruffins. But here I am and I'm getting old. Better that than be Billy Joel. I hate that guy.
If only the good die young, that means I'm not very good. Cause I've been messing myself up for so long, and now I'm too old to die young. And now I'm too old to die young.
Or remember my verse.
I still like it when comedians crack up at their own jokes. I can't help it. The Billy Joel line was a good line. Manfred von Richthofen, the significance of the name? Who
the,
is
the Red Baron?
He was the Red Baron
who died at an early age, unlike us. I guess when you're 40, you do forget your own verse sometimes.
Well, and also now that I think about it, he's not like super famous. Nobody knows that guy's name, so
but
why
they,
did we
know
choose
the Red
him?
Baron.
Yeah, I think most people know him from Charles Schulz
from Snoopy. Yeah, exactly.
Right, but shouldn't we call him the Red Baron? The name of the song should be the Red Baron, not Manfred von Richthofen.
No, that's not retar at all.
Yeah. Concurred.
Okay. But just so you know, there are 5 or 6 albums at theretarcrew.com. They're all free downloads.
And they're not all rap. I mean, you know, there are other musical styles. You guys did a Christmas Carol, Dickens' Christmas Carol, as a reggae thing, right? There's like a Jamaican Jacob Marley.
Yes. That's one. There's a reggae number in that because of Jacob Marley, and it's his flavor. But there's
There's whatever.
There's like an
gayness,
old
a special challenge is.
Gayness is a special challenge from Jesus to you. Gayness is a special challenge from Jesus Christ to you.
24/7, you can look at a butt. You can look at a man's butt. You can look at a beautiful man's butt. Don't put your penis in that butt.
Yes.
Gayness is a special challenge from Jesus Christ to you.
Yeah, there's two apostles, I call them, that Jay and I created, these characters who are like in their youth ministry and they're really trying to embrace Jesus, and they decide that it's okay to be gay as long as you don't commit gay acts. That's Jesus likes his gay friends as long as they don't have sex with each other, and so that's what that whole song is about. Yeah.
Gayness is a special challenge from Jesus Christ to you. Gayness is a
anyway. So yes, we try to dabble in different genres, whether it be our plays or whether it be our music as well. And we're like G said, talking about expanding the form. You know, we're going to be in New York for a little time after our run and writing a new piece called I Heart Juliet, which is a version of Romeo and Juliet. And we're really interested in expanding the form that we've already established and using hip hop and other parts of and other types and styles of music and seeing what the form becomes and continue to make what it is we do our own.
Right. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And will it be this kind of pocket theater where it's small cast, minimal set, under 90 minutes? Well, I mean, I got to say, that was such a huge feather in your cap.
Thank you.
I think that for this particular show is going to be for a larger cast. And we're actually not going to be, none of us will be actually performing in this particular show.
Yeah, wow. We're working on a version of Romeo and Juliet called I Heart Juliet. Yeah. And the Illinois Shakespeare Festival is going to put it on this coming summer. And we're just going to write, and we might go in for some coaching and stuff like that. Right. But there's someone else directing it, Kevin Rich, and it's about 10 students. So it'll still be super minimal, and that's our style. But we're trying to get into creating more and not having to be in all the productions, because we want to expand them. We want people to do them all over at the same time. We also want to branch out so that we do a hip-hop sketch comedy show where we do these musical numbers and with storytelling in them. But then the other thing is that we want to do like short versions of classics, like 40-minute, 45-minute versions of any classic, from Alice in Wonderland to
Sense and Sensibility to
The Odyssey to whatever.
Because that's where the money is.
Well, I mean, you know.
Gee, nothing sells better than classics.
Yeah.
Well, the impetus was never to make money for any of us, which probably is our downfall.
Speak for yourself, pal.
I'm kidding, man. But, you know.
I married a doctor, so I'm cool.
Yeah, he's fine. And I didn't get married, so I'm cool, too.
I'm black, so I'm fucking
I'm fucked either way. You said I'm black, so I'm fucked either way. That's awesome. Wow,
that spiraled out of control way faster than I thought it would.
Oh, shit.
All right. Othello the Remix will keep the Q Brothers in town till January 15th, and then working on I Heart Juliet after that.
Yeah.
We might
put up an impromptu retar show, so go to the Q Brothers.
We'll call you and let you know. Maybe you could shout it out.
Well, GQ, Postel Pringle, Jackson Duran, it's been great fun having you guys here with us. I enjoyed the hell out of the show. Thank you so much for coming in and doing whatever it is you just did for us.
You're the man.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having us.
I never knew my pops. Moms was a junkie. Raised in the streets with the beats that are funky. Concrete and metal. A child of the ghetto. Looking for the loot, but there was none for Othello. I walked by people smoking dumb rocks. Either you slang crack.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Grabbing me a pen with a will that's rare. Now I'm a motherfucking millionaire, and I made it to the top.
No, we're never gonna stop.
We ain't gonna stop.
No,